The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. And today, for our meditation, we are meditating on the full moon day of May, which in Theravadan Buddhist countries is a day that commemorates the enlightenment of the Buddha, as well as, on either side of his enlightenment, his birth and his death. So all three of these major events are celebrated together, which I find to have some profound connotations, that somehow life and death come together with the idea of waking up, that somehow in the middle of this passage from birth to death, there is awakening, there's a possibility of freedom. And the idea of the full moon, some of you maybe have been outside when there's been a full moon in the middle of the night, dark, and how amazingly light it is can be. I've been in the full moon, middle of the night, and it's bright enough that I actually could read a book. Not well, but I could read it. And that full moon is sometimes used as a symbol to represent the awakened mind, the mind that's clear. And one of the aspects of moonlight is that it shines on everything equally. As the moonlight shines on everything equally on this earth, it doesn't really disturb anything. It just allows each thing, like sunlight does, each thing to be seen, I suppose, and allowed it to be there. And the same way as we sit today, may it be that our capacity for awareness, for mindfulness, be like the full moon, and that as whatever we gaze upon, whatever is included, whatever we're aware of, let awareness simply shine on it, so that whatever is happening for you, whoever you are today, whatever your circumstances, whatever your feelings, whatever your challenges, whatever your joys, there's something about the full moon of awareness that allows each thing to be itself, allows each thing to be seen in clarity. And this is a very respectful thing to do, that at least for a period of time, to allow each thing that occurs to you to be seen in its fullness without you being for or against it, without having preferences in relationship to it, or at least acting on them, and rather to keep opening this too in the field of awareness, only to let it be seen, only let the moonlight of your heart, moonlight of your mind, be aware and to see and let it just be. And in that moonlight, in that ability to see and be aware, perhaps you can find your full moon, the capacity to be free and independent, perhaps in a certain kind of way, floating in the great vast sky in space, just aware, free, unencumbered. So to begin, we will take a meditative posture that is most suited for you in order to be able to be aware in this encompassing way that has no conflict with anything, at least for these minutes of sitting. These minutes to sit in a way that might allow you to leave all things alone, to unfold, to be as they are. And you are aware of what that is as it unfolds in the present moment. and to settle into this present moment, to connect more fully to it. You might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, imagine that you're sending down deep roots into this present moment experience. That you're sending down deep roots into this place, this location, where present moment awareness lives, flowers, grows. And to take a, let your breathing return to normal, and to continue this process of becoming rooted here. Relax your body. Perhaps relaxing your legs, your thighs, your calves, softening and settling in to the pull of gravity. Relaxing the area of your pelvis and your waist. Softening the belly and settling into the pelvic cavity. So your sitting bones perhaps receive your weight, hold your weight. And relaxing any upward or outward tension in the chest and the heart. Softening and letting the whole chest area, for a few moments, let it feel safe and at ease. And no longer bracing itself. That here, in the kind gaze of the full moon, it's okay to sit quietly, peacefully in your chest. And to then soften the muscles of your face. The cheeks, the jaws. The eyes, letting the eyes rest in the eye sockets. No need to use your eyes to see. We're only using the inner gaze, the inner awareness. And softening around the forehead. And perhaps behind the forehead, the thinking muscle of the brain. Allow the thinking muscle to relax and soften. And perhaps it softens more if you accept the brain, the mind, the way it is. Not fighting it or fighting against something. And then, as if it might be the foundation stone for the present moment, become aware of your body breathing. breathing in and breathing out. Maybe as if the breathing is a gentle golden wind or a golden moonlight that can help you be aware of all things without being for and against. That all things can simply be as they are, and you making room in your awareness for things to be. And the more room, the more breathing room you can make, the more awareness can be like the full moon in the vast and endless sky. Here, always here. Now, always this endless now. whatever is happening now, what's it like to allow it to be there, but to do so with clear awareness? With the awareness which is maybe bright, broad, spacious, and clear, like moonlight, that makes helps everything to be seen in a certain kind of reverential clarity, spaciousness. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to evoke the idea. Maybe it's a bit of a stretch to take it too literally, but the idea that the full moon, in shining its light on the earth, is gazing upon everything kindly. And whether that's true for the moon or not, let it represent your capacity to be still, be quiet, and to gaze upon everything kindly. May it be that today that you look for opportunities where it's appropriate to be still, to be quiet, and to look upon things kindly. Be still and look upon your friends and family and neighbors, community, kindly. Be still and look upon the whole world kindly. And may it be that your kind heart does kind things. May it be that on this holiday, this Buddhist celebration, holy day of the Buddha's awakening, birth and death, that it's a day that you live kindly. In mind, in speech, and in deeds, in what you do. May all beings know that we live in a kind world because we are kind.